Good morning. I want to give all praise and thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for just being here today. The Bible says, the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you know, I learned to just appreciate it as you see. Well, let me say that. I've been coming to Good Tidings, visiting, since 1974. That's a long time. So that gives you an idea, my age, okay? Because I was born before that, okay? But coming to Grace Gospel Chapel, and the second assembly I came to was Good Tidings. So my heart, I have a special place at Good Tidings. And I want to thank the elders for giving me this opportunity to be here today. This time of the year is my favorite time of the year. I don't know if it's because when I was in high school, we had high school competition during Christmas. And during that time, my high school won the competition. I don't know if that's the reason. Okay. If maybe around this time when I helped my mother cook, bake the cake and the ham and everything, and just so excited. But you know, as you get older, you learn to appreciate much more than that. I just want to welcome everybody here today. If you're here for the first time, I want to let you know that God is going to speak to you. Because wherever God's word is being preached, he's speaking to you. All right, let's move into the message. I want to speak to you from Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The Lord promised to bless the reading of his word for his name's sake. During this time of the year, a lot of people, those on Wall Street, they look forward for a Christmas bonus. When I was working, and they would always give sometimes 2 weeks salary for your Christmas bonus. And even people that didn't believe in Christmas, they will still take the bonus. But I just want to let you know that it's much more than that. During this time of the year, everybody, there are people that wouldn't go to church. They would maybe Easter or during the Christmas season. They want to hear the Christmas story. They want to hear about the shepherds. They want to hear about the wise men. They want to hear all the singing, joy to the world. But this morning, I want to draw your attention to Christmas with the Apostle Paul. And his statement about Christ's birth to the Galatian church. All his statement accomplishes, God is always on time. You see, God is never early. He's never late. He is always on time. So maybe you're here and sometimes we feel that I want to do things my way. I don't want to do it God's way. I want to let you know that if you do it your way, you're going to fail. Frank Sinatra says, I did it my way. You see, when it comes to God, you can't do it your way. You must do it his way. And the Apostle Paul saying that God is always on time. The prior verse he talks about a here that a child waiting is just like a slave because he have to wait till the appointed time of his supposed to get. In other words, I want to let you know there are so many people today that I don't like to wait. You see, there are a lot of people that You feel that you want something and you want it now. We're living in a world where you have instant coffee. We're living in a world where you have Uber Eats because you don't have time to cook. We're living in a world where you have cashless tolls because everybody knows that you have to keep going. Everybody knows that you have to move fast. You bring your computer. I brought my computer, and the guy says, you need a faster computer because you have to wait till it comes up. And that's how it is. And the Long Island Expressway, they have the HOV lane. Two or more passengers. So nobody wants to wait. But you see, you can't hurry up God. The Bible says, Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah, he says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, there are so many blessings when you wait on the Lord. You know, the psalmist David says in Psalms 40, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. He brought me up from the miry clay, from the horrible pit and the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my going. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise to a God. You see, when you wait on God, the God, he's going to do something new in your life. That's how God works. But you see, the Bible says that because we are such impatient people, says God is not like that. We are so impatient when we pray, even before we get the result, we want to stop praying. And maybe you're here today and you're praying for your children. I want to let you know you don't have to give up. I want to let you know that you got to keep on keeping on. Maybe you've been praying for a spouse. I want to let you know that God is going to answer in his time, because God is always on time. Look at, we have the Old Testament. We have Joseph. Joseph was sold into Egypt. The Bible tells us that his brothers sold him. But in God's time, Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt. And he was able to tell them, he said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. God is always on time. Look at Moses. Moses, his birth, you know the whole story about Moses in the bulrushes where he was by Pharaoh's daughter. But the Bible tells us that Moses, he was preserved in the desert by God. The Bible tells us that Moses was chosen to be the one to lead the children of Israel from Egypt to the Red, going through the Red Sea. The Bible tells us that Pharaoh was not satisfied. And when Moses and the children of Israel was heading to the promised land, the Bible says that Pharaoh and his chariot, he came after them. The Bible says they was facing the Red Sea. Behind is the chariots. On both sides were the mountain. The Bible says that Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible tells us that Moses, when he took the rod and he parted the Red Sea, and the sea opened just on time. God is always on time. You see, God is not just as he promised the birth of Jesus. You see, it wasn't a coincidence. God had planned that, and Brother David spoke about that. And John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made. It happened in God's own time. You see, God was right on time in the birth of Jesus Christ. And how long it must have taken, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3:15, when man sinned. And we know the story. Romans 5:12 tells us, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all men, so that all have sinned. But when God came to the serpent, he told the serpent that your seed, and he talks about the woman's seed, he shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. It seems as though it took eternity, but God was still on time. You see, the promise that God made, he knew it was going to come to pass. So all the angelic activity, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men, it was planned. It just didn't happen. You see, God, even he placed the wise men, even the wise men, when they came and the angel said, fear not. You know, there is a lot of fear in the world today. People don't know where to turn. And I want to let you know, this Jesus coming in the world, he came to take away fear. Because the Bible tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. And when the angels told the shepherds, the Bible says they was afraid. He said, fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this is the reason why Jesus came. Paul writes into Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15. He says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. All that happened, the decree that went out by Caesar Augustus, everything, it was in God's time. You see, God was on time in his birth, and he will be right on time for his second coming. And those of you saints that maybe you're going through the storms of life, maybe you feel that God has forgotten you, I want to let you know he has not forgotten you. The Bible says, I will be with you always. Even when you're in the nursing home, he's there with you. When you're in your own home, he's there with you. When you're in the rehab home, he's there with you. And maybe you're sitting here, maybe your body's rocked with pain. I want to let you know that Jesus understands. I want to let you know that Jesus cares. I want to let you know you still could sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I want to let you know it's going to happen in God's time. The songwriter went to say, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And there is a lot of things that could cause you to be fearful. And that's the same fear the disciples faced in John 14 when Jesus told them he was going away. You see, and this is the believers, the hope of the believer, that Jesus is coming again. Because he told them, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may be also. This is not a verse only for a funeral. There are some verses you hear in a funeral, but those verses are there to comfort us, to realize it doesn't matter what happened in the world today, Jesus is coming again. Because God's word said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. You know, the Apostle Paul, trying to comfort those who had lost loved ones. And you know, I have a heart for some of the older saints. And I see so many, even my assembly, your assembly, who have lost spouse. And sometimes the pain is still there. Even though people understand, they say, I understand. Sometimes nobody understands but Jesus. Sometimes not having that person in the house, even when that person was sick, at least you had someone. I want to let you know that you could still find comfort in the scripture, because the apostle said, Paul, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds, so ever to be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort each other with these words. And this, again, is not only for our funeral. It's telling you that it doesn't matter, your loved one, yes, you miss them, but the Lord, he's coming himself. He's not going to send Peter. He's coming himself. And that's the hope of the believer, that we're going to see Jesus again. So we have God making the promise in his time. You see, there are men that makes promises. Even as we see the what's happening in the world today, we see the signs, but you know, even though we see the signs, it doesn't mean that man can predict. Because you see, Jesus said in Matthew 24, he says, no one knows the day, not the hour, not even the angels. He says, only my Father. So even as we wait for the Lord's return, we could look at the signs. That's okay. Because Jesus said, look at the fig tree. He says, they're telling you that winter is coming. So it's okay to look at the signs. But for Jesus to come back, it doesn't mean that things have to get worse for him to come back, even though there are signs. Because the Bible says he's going to come like a thief in the night when you don't expect him. So, again, we have God's word. You see, we can't doubt what God says. He will be on time in his coming, because he's always on time. You see, God is working in our lives. And if you're here, you're not here by chance. I want to let you know, it doesn't matter what difficulty you're going through in life. Your difficulties are opportunities to believe, and especially this time of the year. So God is always on time. But not only he's always on time, the verse says that God sent forth his son, born of a woman. In other words, God meets people where they are. You see, he meets us where we are, because this is our beginning. We started out just like Jesus came into the world, just like we came into the world, but he was God. Even though he was, and that's the thing about it, it's hard to understand how God could, he could stoop so low, but he's just telling you what a good God we have, that he became a man. So you see, he born helpless, just like we were. Where we are, he comes, he meet us where we were. We were born in sin, the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Jesus, God meets you wherever you are today. I want to let you know, you don't have to clean up yourself to come to him. You could come just as you are. Maybe you're a believer. I want to let you know that God is going to come to you just as you are. You see, Jesus, he came as a man. And we heard this verse, the verse in Hebrews. Hebrews tell us that we do not have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points were tempted as we are, yet without sin. Therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, whereby you shall obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I want to let you know, Jesus cares for you, because he came as a man. He understands what it is to be betrayed. And that's why Peter says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And all your cares are in this verse. Whether it's a financial care, whether it doesn't matter, emotional care. I want to let you know, all those cares are in this verse. The songwriter says, does Jesus care? When my heart is pained, too deeply for mirth a song, when the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way goes weary and dim. Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are dreary, the long nights weary, I know my Savior cares. I want to let you know that God cares for you. It doesn't matter your condition. I want to let you know, man might say, I'm finished with you. I want to tell you that God is not like that. I want to let you know that God could meet you right now. It doesn't matter your situation. Don't clean up yourself and say, I'm going to clean up myself and then I'm going to come to God. No, you come just as you are. And that's what the songwriter says, just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. You can come just as you are. You see, you don't have to fix up. God is going to fix you up. Even though God, you see, and that's the thing about Jesus. He understand. He know what it is to be betrayed. He know what it is to be, his disciples forsook him and fled. Maybe someone in your family has disappointed you. Maybe someone who put your trust in, they disappoint you. Jesus understand because he came as a man. And not only that, but when we think of the degree of his humility, Paul tells the Philippians in Philippians 2, he says, let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said he took himself of no reputation, coming in the form of a man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, those in heaven, those in earth, those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You could confess him today. You see, you could confess Jesus today by making him your Savior. You see, the day is coming. A lot of people use Jesus as a curse word. But I want to let you know the day is going to come when every knee is going to bow to him. I want to let you know you could bow to him today. It doesn't matter. He says, him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast him out. I want to let you know God will meet you where you are today. The third point, this verse says God wants to change people from what they are to what they can be. He says that we might receive the adoption of sons. Adoption means son place. You see, when you're adopted in a family, you wasn't born into the family, but you're adopted. They thought so much about you. And that's what God has done for us. You see, when you come into God's family, you become a child of God. You see, that's what God wants you to do for you. He wants to change you from who you are to who you ought to be. John 1:12 says, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. You could be a child of God today. You see, people say, well, I'm a child of God. No, we are all God's creation. But when you accept Jesus, you become a child of God. I want to let you know he's available today. I want to let you know that he can change your life. You could only be what you ought to be through his power. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to let you know you could accept right where you are, because this is why Jesus came. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. I want to let you know the Bible says, Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I want to let you know that today, if you listen and you hear his voice, you respond to it, you will be saved. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5:11-12, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who have the Son have life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written unto you who believe, that you may know you have eternal life. You could know today. You see, you can, but you have to do it within God's time. You see, the time for you is now. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. And Jesus came because he was the only one that could put away sin. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. So it's not joining a church. You see, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That verse didn't say, I am a way. Jesus is the only way. And if you're going to get saved, you must come to Jesus. Because Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You see, you have to do it now, because now is your time. You see, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. You see, we all going to stand before God when you accept Jesus. And that's what Christmas is all about. Jesus, a matter of fact, he didn't tell us to celebrate his birth. It's okay to do that. He said, celebrate his death, because he died on the cross for you. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I wonder if I'm speaking to someone here today. As we bring this meeting to a close, I want to let you know, you could do so today. You can't join the church. I want to let you know that you could come just as you are. I want to let you know this is the best Christmas gift that is ever given, according to Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I want to let you know you could receive that gift today. Christmas is coming. People are going to be giving you a gift. And to show them you appreciate it, whether you like it or not, you're going to take it. I want to let you know God is giving you that gift, his son, Jesus Christ. You have a chance today. Are you going to accept the gift, or are you going to refuse it? You see, if you refuse it, Jesus said you're going to die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. Are you willing to accept him today? I want to let you know Jesus come and he's able to change you. Those are the 3 points we talk about. God is always on time. God meets people where they are. And God, the second point, God wants to change you from what you are to what you can be. Are you willing to let him today? Are you willing to say, Lord, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again the third day. I am willing to accept you as payment for my sins. And that's what it takes. It's not how good you are. It is not how bad you are. It is by grace you have been saved. That's what the Bible says. It's not based on race. It's not based on faith. It's based on grace. Do you want him this morning? As we bring this meeting to a close, I wonder if I'm speaking to somebody. This Christmas might be your last Christmas. God never promised you tomorrow. He said, now is the accepted time. He's knocking at your heart's door. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and would open the door, I would come in and sup with him and he with me." What about you this morning? You've never trusted Jesus. This could be your last call. This could be your last Christmas. I want to let you know that you could experience the joy we've been singing, because the Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy and his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You see, when you accept Jesus, I can't tell you all your problems is going to go away. The Bible never teaches that. But the Bible says that I will never leave you, forsake you. You could trust him. That's one of the benefits apart from salvation. You have a relationship. You could go to God directly to yourself. Is there somebody here you have never trusted Jesus? I want to pray for you. Just put your hand up. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. Yes, I see that hand. Is there somebody else? You've never trusted Jesus. You can trust him today. Is there someone else? Is there someone else? You see, God is never promising you that there wouldn't be storms in your life. But as you go through the storms, that's what happened with the disciples. They went through a storm and they said, "Lord, do you care that we perish?" And Jesus, he told the wind, "Be still," the waves. They said, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and waves obey him?" He could still the storm in your life. It doesn't matter what storm you might have. It might be death in your family. You're going through a rough time. I want to let you know, yes, Jesus could help you. And for those of us that know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, because he came into the world, we have this privilege of Jesus where we are thirsty. We have this privilege as the one that provides water. When we're going astray, he's there as the good shepherd. To those of us that lost loved one, Jesus is able to say, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Last call, as we bring this meeting to a close, I saw that hand. I'll talk to you. As a matter of fact, I'll ask you to stand, sir. Is there someone I want to join him? Someone you know you're not saved, you want to join him? We're not forcing anybody, but is there someone? Yes. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just want to pray with you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, we come to you for this man that raised his hand. Lord, you know all about him. You said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And Lord, we are asking that in the mighty name of Jesus that you would anoint him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, that he might realize that you came to seek and to save that which was lost. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. To those of you who didn't raise your hand, I have a booklet here. I'd like to give it to you. It's okay. I'll at the end of the meeting, or you could talk to someone, and I'll show you from God's word how you could be saved and know it. God bless his word, for his name's sake.